friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Bride says I do and then hops on a plane to fly 800 miles to dance with 94-year-old grandpa. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One bride traveled over 800 miles to share a first dance with her grandpa in her wedding dress, and the heartwarming moment was captured on video. Natalie Browning married the love of her life on June 27th. 2 weeks before the big day, her grandfather, Nelson May, had a stroke and couldn't be at the wedding. He dreamed of being able to share a dance with her in her wedding dress, and since he was unable to travel to the event, the bride came to him. Natalie took a flight from Virginia to Florida, where her grandpa lives. She packed up her dress and did her makeup at the airport. Then she arrived at her grandpa's house, ready to dance with him in the living room. For months, he'd been so excited to dance with me on my wedding night, and I'm just so happy that I was able to give him that experience, Natalie shared. I don't get to see him very often, so it truly was a special day. The video of their dance was shared to Facebook, and it went viral. Natalie, the owner of a jewelry business in Virginia Beach, was so happy to have shared that moment with her grandpa. I run a small jewelry business called Of Great Value that is centered around reminding people that they are deeply valuable, she said. I've been trying to implement that belief more in my own life and wanted my grandpa to know that he is incredibly valuable to me. And even though he was unable to come to my wedding, that the dance he had so desired to have with me was valuable too. So we made it happen. What a sweet moment that these two will cherish for the rest of their lives. Singer Toby Mac takes a moment at concert to talk about losing his son Truett, and it's powerful. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christian singer Toby Mac took a moment during a concert to reflect on the loss of his firstborn son, Truett McKinnon, and his words, along with the faith this man has shown while walking through every parent's worst nightmare, are truly inspiring. Toby Mac McKinnon, lost his oldest son, Truett Foster McKinnon, on October 23, 2019. The loss came as a complete shock, and authorities later ruled accidental overdose as the cause of death. The unexpected death left singer Toby Mac and his family reeling. And even as time marches on from that tragic day, the Christian artist admits he's been walking through a valley. However, even in his deep anguish, Toby Mac still has hope thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And during a concert in Moline, Illinois, for the first leg of his Hits Deep tour, the Christian singer shared that hope with the crowd. During a concert occurring nearly 2 years after the death of Truett Foster McKinnon, Toby Mac took a moment between songs to deliver a powerful message. In a raw and vulnerable moment, singer Toby Mac tells the audience how he has spent the years since his son's death walking through the valley. And I know some of you guys are walking through valleys of your own, he says. Whether it's depression, losing a loved one, battling illness, or struggling with finances or relationships, we all go through valleys. And Toby encourages the concert guests by sharing advice he received from a friend. A friend told me right after my son passed, he said, listen, sometimes when we've got nothing and you feel it's as dark as it has ever been, you just have to reach up and grab onto the promise of God and pull it down close to your heart, the Christian singer said. Toby Mac goes on to explain that while God didn't promise we would never experience loss and suffering, he did, however, promise he would never leave us or forsake us. After a word about God's promises, Toby went on to sincerely thank all the fans for standing by him and his family. Then, after expressing his gratitude for all the support, singer Toby Mac shared about the hope he has in Jesus, even after the devastating loss of his son Truett. I can say with perfect confidence, I believe with all my heart that I will see my boy again, Toby said. He continued on, the question is this, why do I get to see my son again? Because his good outweighed his bad? No, because it didn't. He was my wild child, and my good doesn't outweigh my bad. The promises of God have nothing to do with how good we are. They have everything to do with how good he is. and Christian singer Toby Mac takes a moment during the concert to share this incredible truth with his fans. He says, "There's only one reason I get to see my son again, and it's this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The way I see it is this. God gave his firstborn son so that I could see my firstborn son again." Who else has chills? No matter what you face today, cling tightly to God's promises. He will never ever forsake. He will not ever forsake you.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.